Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, breaking it down, bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002. And as I get ready to wrap up things here in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine, I'm going to do one more interview before I take off. And we have today Akron defensive tackle Keontae Hollis getting ready for his big pro day, March 10th, over there in Ohio. And we're actually going to welcome him into the hotline right now, joining us. Keontae Hollis, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for joining the show. And let's start off with your training regimen, Keontae. I mean, it's been quite a while since you suited up and played a football game. What are you doing right now to stay in shape? Where are you working out? How many days are you working out? Give us a quick rundown.
Well, I'm working out. I'm still here in Akron. I'm going to get my degree in May. I'm working out every day, Monday through Saturday. Sunday is you can call it a rest day, but it's really not. I'm still doing abs and cardio. So that's about it, man. I'm going at it every day.
Okay. And, I'm here in Indianapolis. The NFL Scouting Combine is taking place as we speak. As a matter of fact, the defensive linemen are working out. So are you paying attention to the festivities in Indianapolis? Do you use that as motivation? Are you watching the Combine?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm really watching it because my good friend is there, Carl Davis, out of Iowa. Mm-hmm. But I'm just supporting him, basically. But I'm focused more on me. I'm planning on March 10th, giving the scouts something to look at and turning a lot of heads. So I'm really focused on me. I mean, big shout-out to all the guys at the Combine. You know, they deserve it, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, you got a couple weeks now till you'll get to state your case and showcase your talent to the NFL scouts at your pro day March 10th. Keontae Hollis, Akron defensive tackle. Now, we had I know when the offensive lineman ran this week, we had one 300-pounder that ran a sub-5.0 40. I think you come in at about 6'2", 310 pounds. Correct me if I'm wrong, Keontae. But, I mean, what are your goals and expectations for your 40-yard dash?
It's been up and down. I've been talking to my coach. I was going to drop weight, but he's saying that the scouts he talked to, I mean, they like me big. So, I mean, I'm just naturally fast. So, I'm shooting for a high 4.7, 4.8.
Okay. That'd be a pretty incredible time. And if you're looking to turn some heads, that'll definitely get some NFL scouts' attention. Now, let's talk a little bit about your game. Let's break you down for, you know, somebody tuning in, maybe an NFL scout listening, hearing about you for the first time. I mean, what are some of your strengths? What are some of your greatest assets that you bring to the table?
Just my first step off the ball and just power at the point of attack. Just like to play a lot in the backfield. I make a lot of plays along the D-line, versatile. I can do it. Feel like I can do anything on the defensive line. Just very strong. And just a playmaker, you know what I mean? Just an all-out baller, go-getter. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get back there, get to that ball, wherever it is. If it's 40 yards down the field, you can count on me coming behind.
Sometimes yeah, making plays.
Catching those guys.
Okay, yeah, making plays from the interior of the defensive line, 40 tackles the past two seasons. And, you know, you guys had a pretty tough schedule this past year to start off the season. Penn State, Marshall, and Pitt, those are three tough football programs right off the gate to start off the season. How do you feel like you stacked up against some of those bigger-name programs? And who was the toughest opponent or individual player or team, doesn't matter which one, that you had to face this past year?
I mean, I feel like we all bleed the same. I mean, those guys, I mean, yeah, they're those big top programs. And I mean, they're supposed to be bigger and stronger, but I just felt like, I mean, it was just another guy I was going against, you know what I mean? Obviously, size was a difference. But other than that, I mean, it was cool. It was pretty much just another day for me. I mean, the toughest offensive line that the coaches were really talking about was – Pitts offensive line when we went up there, mm-hmm. and we end up upsetting them, and we shut down James Conner, who was at the time one of the top running backs in the country. So, I mean, probably still is, but he was like having like 300-yard rushing games the following weeks before us, and we held him to like, I think, 88 yards or something like that.
Akron defensive tackle Keontae Hollis on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You know, you played for a very knowledgeable coach in Terry Bowden. Tell me a little bit about the experience, and I know you are also a JUCO transfer, so enlighten us how your journey winded up to Akron, and what was it like playing for Coach Bowden?
Coach Bowden's a great man. Welcomed me with open arms, just family vibe here. I was at my first JUCO. I went to Grand Rapids Community College. We ended up going 12-0, and then they shut the football program down because the coach left, and I went out to Iowa Central, had a great season out there, and I was getting recruited. I was actually one of Oklahoma's top targets from his their D-line coach, and I don't know what happened. It just didn't plan out like I wanted it to, and I took that visit to Akron, and I just fell in love with it. It was called, I'm from Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan. I have a son. He's in Michigan, so this just, I mean, Michigan is 2.5 hours away, and I just wanted to be closer to my son. It was, felt like I've been away from him most of his life. I would just go home on breaks and stuff from college. So it just really, my son made the decision for me. I just wanted to be around mm-hmm. more.
Okay. Now, earlier in the show, we talked about some of your strengths. How about some of the things you wanted to work on improving coming into your senior season? And then also, since the season has ended, what have you worked on in terms of training, just trying to get better at?
In my senior season, I just wanted to be stronger at the point of attack, just hold down that gap, more gap sound, and make them put two on me, you know, and that was my goal, make them play two guys on me, make them have to shut me down, and it's going to take more than one to do it. So after that, I mean, I have an okay pass rush, but that's been my main focus on this off season, and I've just been working on my pass rush moves, and that's about it. Just getting to the quarterback faster.
Okay, Akron defensive tackle Keontae Hollis on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, taking a few minutes out of his training schedule here to join us for his big pro day on March the 10th in Akron, Ohio. And, you know, I know NFL teams are going to be in attendance. So if there is an NFL team there or general manager, or if I'm a general manager, tell me why an NFL team should take a chance with Keontae Hollis.
Come in and compete now, ready now. I'm the guy. You know what I mean? I feel like I can go against anybody in the country. I feel like no one man can block me at any level. So, I mean, I'm just ready to compete. I'm ready to ball.
Okay, and I know you were talking about double team coverage earlier. Take me through your strategy in terms of, you know, you anchored that Akron defensive line, saw a lot of double team coverages. Are you someone who likes to use, you know, your brute strength and do a bull rush? Are you somebody that likes to use the split technique, split the defenders? Are you a hand repertoire guy? What's your preference?
I personally like the three technique and just using my speed to beat the guy. But here, you know, we play heads defense, so we're head up on the guard. So, I mean, 90% of the time we're getting double teamed, but at least one of us are getting double teamed, and it'll usually be me. So I just like to play ball. It don't matter. Whatever scheme, I feel like I can fit in whatever scheme I just feel like it's no stopping me. That's all. That's just my mentality. I just want to compete, show the scouts that I can compete, and I'm just no quit in me.
Okay, and how about, you know, obviously you're a football fan, so how about someone at the next level that might remind us of you or some defensive tackles that you like to study and take bits and pieces of their game or just somebody that you admire watching?
I always pick these three guys, Geno Atkins, Aaron Donald, excuse me, yeah, that's who I mainly watch and study their film, Geno Atkins, Aaron Donald, and Timmy Jernigan.
Well, those are some pretty good guys to watch and take notes from. And before I let you go, Keontae, what if somebody does want to take a look at some of your film? Is there anything floating on the internet universe, any links, any YouTube huddle videos that anybody can come check you out at?
Oh, yes, sir. It's not all my highlights, but it's some highlights from my senior season. It's a good highlight tape a guy put together for me. It's on YouTube. Just type in Keontae Hollis, Akron, and it'll pop right up. You'll see me on there smiling.
All right. There you have it. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning, Keontae. And before I let you go, anybody you want to thank, special shout-outs, the stage is yours. The platform is here for you.
I just want to, you know what I mean, thank God first for allowing me to speak to you this morning. I'm always grateful. Thankful for my son, my support system, and everybody who was in my corner. And I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and please keep us posted with your progress, and we'll be checking you out March 10th, looking for those results at the Pro Day, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. That's Keontae Hollis, Akron defensive tackle, 6'2", 310 pounds. You just heard him. He's going to run a sub-5.0 40, maybe 4.7, 4.8 range. Definitely will catch some attention with that, and you know, he's going to be putting up a lot of bench press reps and has a very good vertical jump. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet, but have heard some good reports coming out of Akron with his training regime. And I do want to thank his agent, Andy Tutele, NFL agent, for coordinating this interview. We always do appreciate that. And again, I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. If you're just tuning in or missed some of the interview, we'll have it on the archives on the All Access Football Radio page. We'll be posting it on the NFLDraftBible.com website. And, of course, you can always follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all our latest news and updates counting you down to the 2015 NFL Draft.